This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Thanks to a negotiation with the president of Belarus, a major challenge to Russian President Vladimir Putin's leadership ended without violence. But analysts say it left Putin looking diminished. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
For the roughly 24 hours the events in Russia took place, the Wagner group and its leader moved into Russia, took over a key border city where they were treated like heroes, then moved on towards Moscow, where a deal ended what might have been a siege on the capital. Syracuse University professor of Russian politics, Brian Taylor, called it the most dramatic military confrontation in Russia in 30 years, and he said it will reflect poorly on the Russian president.
I think Putin emerges from this significantly weakened. I think if you're a member of the Russian elite, or in fact a member of the Russian population, you're going to look at this and think, wow, a private army just drove on Moscow for most of the day, no one stopped them, and they're allowed to leave and no real consequences after the president went on TV and called what they were doing treason.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reacted to the rebellion, saying,
"Will we Ukrainians do? We will defend our country. We will defend our freedom. We will not be silent, and we will not be inactive. We know how to win, and it will happen. A victory in this war will definitely be."
Israeli lawmakers on Sunday began debating a bill that would limit the Supreme Court's powers, rebooting a fiercely opposed judicial overhaul instigated by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's religious nationalist coalition. Anti-government demonstrations had prompted Netanyahu to suspend his judicial drive in March to allow compromise talks with opposition parties. He declared those talks fruitless last week and ordered some of the legislation to be revived. This is VOA News. The Israeli military has killed a Palestinian gunman amid an outbreak of settler violence in the West Bank. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Israeli police says a Palestinian assailant is dead after being shot when opening fire at a West Bank checkpoint. It comes as violence spirals in the West Bank with reports of settlers rampaging through a Palestinian village, hurling stones, spraying bullets, and setting fires to homes, some with people still inside. The events are putting pressure on the far-right government, with its hardliners calling for a broad military operation against Palestinian militants, as well as on the Palestinian Authority, which many say are failing to protect civilians. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Polls have opened in Greece for the second general election in less than 2 months, with the Conservative Party a strong favorite to win with a wide majority. The 55-year-old Conservative leader Kyriakos Mitsotakis is eyeing a second four-year term as prime minister after his New Democracy Party won by a huge margin in May but fell short of gaining enough parliamentary seats to form a government. His main rival is Alexis Tsipras, the 48-year-old head of the left-wing Syriza Party, who served as prime minister during some of the most turbulent years of Greece's nearly decade-long financial crisis. Sunday's vote comes just over a week after hundreds of migrants died and went missing in southern Greece when an overcrowded fishing trawler capsized and sank. When it comes to flying, going green may cost you more, and it's going to take a while for the strategy to take off. AP correspondent Julie Walker explains.
Sustainability was a hot topic at the Paris Air Show, a major event which just wrapped up. The aviation industry faces pressure to reduce the climate change in greenhouse gases and meet its net zero emissions goal by 2050. Until electric-powered aircraft are ready to fly, sustainable fuel made from used cooking oil and plant material is the best hope, but it only accounts for 0.1% of all jet fuel, costs more, and is in low supply. It's also likely to push up plane ticket costs. Already flyers can pay more for carbon offsets, a practice critics in some cases question as legitimate. I'm Julie Walker.
Mexico is imposing a 50% tariff on white corn products, white corn imports, a move the Mexican president says is intended to boost national production and prevent imports of genetically modified corn. The move Saturday is the latest in a trade dispute over GM corn between Mexico and its North American trade partners, Canada and the United States. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.